The world was plunged into mourning this afternoon with the news that the kidnapped boys had been killed. For days, we were galvanized, every person doing their part, hoping to ensure their safe return. I know that for some people, the first reaction is, does that mean that all the tefillos and Torah and chesed and advocating and concern of the past few weeks was all for naught? And the answer is no. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in situations where we only have part of the information. Because He expects us to act based on the information that we have. And the test is to see how do we respond. And we responded. From the intelligence community, who tried with every ounce of skill to achieve a favorable outcome, to the Israeli soldiers, who worked with great risk and diligence to locate the boys, to heartfelt prayer, piercing the heavens from every community, to displays of support and unity shown by so many, yes, we did respond. And now we mourn. We mourn the tragic kidnapping and the murder of three noble souls. And we mourn the evil in the world that is tolerated with such a casual attitude. In the yeshiva where Eyal Yifrach learned, there were two notes that he left underneath his Gemara. They were written shortly before he headed out on his trip going home. 19-year-old Eyal wrote of his desire, his Kabbalah, to strengthen himself, develop his character in humility, modesty, and derech eretz. In a second note, also placed under his Gemara, he outlined the Masechtas and the Sfarim that he hoped to finish in the next few months. This behavior, striving to be a better person, striving to grow in one's Torah scholarship, is normal for great Jews. The world lost three great neshamas: Yaakov Naftali Frankel, Gilad Michael Shar, and Eyal Yifrach, Hamakom Yenakem Damam. In every Amida prayer, we start off with the words, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora. And Chazal tell us, we should be aware, Zehu nor Osav, Se Bein Ayin Ze'evim. May Hashem give us the strength and the fortitude. May Hashem grant comfort to the families and to all of us. May Hashem guard our goings and comings. Hashem Yivorech Esamo Vashalom. May Hashem grant His nation true peace. I ask you, what Kapitel Tehillim do you say when you get such tragic news? I suggest that you don't have to look far. The very first Kapitel of Tehillim is a contrast between good on the one hand and evil on the other. I ask everyone to please rise and recite together Kapitel Aleph in Tehillim, which we'll say together, followed by Achenu and Kaddish. Ashrei Yoish, Asher lo alach batzas rishoim, uviderech hatoim lo amod, uvimoshav leitzim lo yoshav. Ashtabazah